Oh, baby, how can I
can count on you like 4, 3, 2, you'll be there. Cause that's what friends are supposed to do.
All my life, you're a friend of mine.
It's Cece and Adam.
For the whole. Welcome to the Mom Lineal Podcast.
Good to be back.
We're out of breath.
Yeah, I know, right? Once again, trying to set up our camera for a half hour.
Gen Z was not happy with last week's camera angle.
No.
Here's what happened. I have a radio studio in my basement, but it's also the guest room. And we had a college kid that needed a place to stay for a couple of weeks. So what you do is from the second floor of the house, you have to schlep down the bed.
You brought it from upstairs?
Oh, yeah. It's normally in Zane's room. So the single mattress, you got to take down two flights of stairs.
Pivot.
Shove it in the office. And then it's a whole thing. And so what we did last week is we just plopped the, what's that thing called that holds the?
Oh, the tripod. The camera tripod.
We just plopped the tripod on top of the bed. And Gen Z was like, YouTube, you were up in our room.
You were in the stratosphere.
Listen.
It was up a little high.
Sorry.
I mean,
the week before, I didn't want to move my desk. And so I was like, let's just record it this way. And you could see the back of my head, and I had not brushed my hair.
By the 200th, we're going to get it.
You think?
That's our party goal.
By the 200th, we're all going to be living in different states.
Well, that's true. I'll be 2,500 feet. What am I supposed to do then, Ellie? That's super high.
Speaking of being in different states, I know that you're apartment hunting.
I am.
And then Gen Z is house and apartment hunting. So how is that going for you guys?
Ooh, I want to hear Ellie's first. I didn't know you were house hunting too, maybe.
Yeah, it went good. We went and toured some places last weekend. And so we got to see like the city that we're going to be living in. It felt like an unscripted episode of House Hunters.
I used to be obsessed with that show.
Oh, everybody.
Yes. I feel like everyone was obsessed with it and everyone's mom was obsessed with it. So then I was forced to watch it.
Forced.
Now she's living it. How forced is that?
Sorry to interrupt your blues clear.
Sorry, my Giada was my morning cartoon. Excuse me.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyways.
So why did it feel like you were on House Hunters?
Well, part of it was because we saw three places. So obviously in an episode of House Hunters, they look at three places. And everyone's got their problem, right?
Oh, yeah.
So the first one we looked at was probably the nicest like condo duplex that we looked at. But it was really far away. And it was in not our favorite neighborhood. Like the houses were super close together. The whole thing felt super crammed.
But this was a house or an apartment?
It was like a duplex. It was like a half of a house.
Yeah.
Got it. Half of a house. Got it.
So so it's like I could imagine the person who voiceovers House Hunter saying, Braden and Eliana are looking for an apartment near Braden's dental school. Option one is in their price range and is new and updated, but far away for Braden to travel to school.
Did they get serious shots of your face right before commercial, like every single episode?
Yes, exactly. And it's like dramatically, like they're touring the house and like contemplating all the different things. So that was option one. Option two was a second duplex closer to school and at the bottom of their price range, but not with all the finishes that they wanted and less space.
Excuse me. You two are 21 years old. What finishes, pray tell, do two 21-year-olds need in their first crappy apartment?
Is he looking for like his own dental office in the apartment or something? Like this dental chair would go great in this den.
Yeah, tell me about these finishes you're seeking.
No, that was just kind of going with the show theme. But okay. Like we toured the house and the medical student was in the process of moving out. So we were touring it while all of her stuff is there. And there's a garage sale going out in the front.
Awkward.
And
it's
just a little iffy. Yeah, nothing. She was selling her medical school textbooks, which Braden doesn't need because he's in dental school. So.
Oh. Well, were there any about the face? That's pretty close. You could subtract the difference.
Just use half the textbook. I'm sure it's in there somewhere.
You might also want to buy the lawyer book.
Good call.
Okay. Just planning ahead.
All right. So that was option two.
Yeah.
That was option two. And then option three, of course, was the nice apartment at the top of the budget range with a pool, a tornado shelter, which doubles as an entertainment center. It's literally a movie theater.
So they can entertain you while the winds are swirling about Joplin, Missouri. Great.
I can watch a movie on a movie theater screen while there's a tornado swirling through the area.
Tell me you're from the Midwest without telling me you're from the Midwest.
Literally.
So tell me more about option three. I'm very invested in this one.
Well, option three was built in February.
Oh, brand new.
I bet it has the finishes that these two 21-year-olds are seeking. That's right.
The office, the entertainment center, all of it.
Well, the nice thing about option three is that it's in a larger, like, apartment complex neighborhood type thing. And, like, 30 out of 50 of their deposits are from students where Brayden's going to school.
Oh,
so the benefit to that one is we're kind of, like, immersed in the community there.
Oh, that's nice.
So that's kind of like, do we pay more?
Yes, you do. That's priceless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here's the scenario. From my understanding of what dental school life is like, is Brayden's going to be in school all day.
Yeah.
You'll have 1 hour for dinner, and then he's back at the library until midnight.
Right.
And so you're going to be working from home. Wouldn't you rather be working from home at the pool or in the tornado shelter?
The entertainment center.
That's my pitch.
And you're among other people that are going through the same thing you are. So chances are you're going to meet and make lifelong friends while at the pool.
Exactly. And then like if family were to come visit, it's like we have something to do. Like we have a pool we can go to and hang out at.
Yes, please.
Love that.
I'm not hanging out at your duplex, and I'm not selling things at the garage sale. Okay.
No, definitely. I know my audience. I know the audience I have to cater when they come visit.
That's right.
Okay, so I talked to a friend this week whose wife's best friend lives in Joplin.
Oh.
And so,
small world.
He said it was a great town, and there's plenty to do. And if you need anything, he can hook you up.
Aww.
Oh, that would be great.
Yeah.
It does feel, you know, when you're driving on that one strip in Holland that has like the Meijer, the Old Navy, there's like the Logan's.
Strip Mall Row. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
It's that on steroids.
Oh.
Like I can get from a Target to a Home Goods to an Ulta to a Johnny Carino's to an Olive Garden to a Wingstop in literally 2 minutes.
Get all the finishes you need.
Yeah, that's right. You don't even need a place. Just like go around there.
For a 21-year-old, that does sound ideal.
And it is pretty great.
And this mom is really hoping for a very secure tornado shelter.
And bougie option three has one. Yay.
So when are you deciding? Because I've already decided in my heart. And please don't do to me what these house hunters do to me.
Oh, no.
When you clearly know the right choice for them. When you clearly are seeing it with crystal clear.
Right.
And then they choose option one and you're like, no. Wrong choice.
Right.
You're going to be miserable.
That's right. So many garage sales. It blows.
And then you find out years later that they had already bought option one and they were just making it look like they had three options.
TV, power of TV.
You know, it's all
so
reality.
When do you decide?
So we pretty much are deciding on either the apartment complex that we toured or there's another apartment complex right behind the Sam's Club, which is funny because right now we live behind a Costco. So, it just kind of follows us around.
Competition, though.
And so the other apartment complex is a little less, and we would get a garage with it, which would be nice.
That's nice.
The only iffy thing is the apartments aren't built yet, and they keep pushing the construction deadline back, and I'm nervous that they're not going to be done.
That's a red flag.
If they can't commit, get out of that relationship. don't string it along.
Garage gushmosh.
Yeah, that's right. You can just store your lawnmower in your tornado shelter.
Exactly.
Is Brayden going to have the Tesla down there or no?
Yeah, he will.
Is it a smart garage? I would understand then.
No, I mean, I have no idea. I think it's just a single stall garage.
Okay.
That's pretty good.
Okay.
Is it like $1,000 extra for the garage?
Not really, honestly. It's kind of surprising.
That's nice, because as I've been apartment hunting, I feel like they charge for everything, like even your view. If you have 2 extra square feet.
Of course, Adam.
It's all outside. It's all the same price. Why are we charging $500?
In Ann Arbor, I paid for my view. I paid for the apartment that faced towards the big house.
That's pretty awesome. Okay, I would throw money at that. Mm-hmm. That'd be awesome. And then you just listen to the games through your window and all the awesome things.
Well, I was way too far away to be able to hear the games, but I could see the scoreboard, so that was cool.
Oh, that's a
that's so cool.
A pair of binoculars and the scoreboard. It's perfect. It's like being there.
I know. So when do you have to make a decision on this?
Probably in the next week or two. We have a little more time than we thought, so that's good.
When are you moving? Nice. Why do you have more time than you thought?
We have our apartment for longer than we thought. So we'll still go home at the same time, but it's not like we have to like get out of this one and be in the next one.
Makes sense. Do you like how I've learned how to ask follow-up questions?
Yeah, look at you.
I'm doing a new podcast, which is an interview style podcast, not a comedy podcast like we have. And my first couple of episodes, I'm like, I'm not a very good listener. I have to like show up and shut up.
So this explains why it's learning all about Ellie's life today. I like this. Wow.
Exactly. And can you relate to, do you have option 1, 2, and 3 in your apartment search, or how's that going in Tucson?
Well, it's going fine. I had my first two options rent within 24 hours unexpectedly all of a sudden. So I just didn't sleep a couple nights ago. That's fine.
Because you're nervous.
Well, a little bit, yeah, because I don't have as much time. I got about 2.5 weeks. So I very furiously looked around at other apartment complexes. I found one that I liked at a luxury apartment, which actually be $100 cheaper than what I was originally looking at.
Okay, I just got to let you in on one thing.
Please.
The word luxury in apartment lingo, it's kind of like with my son's baseball team. Every team is named Elite or, and it's, that doesn't
not
mean
really elite.
It doesn't mean they're
just
elite.
There.
So luxury, elite, same type of thing.
Luxury, schmojury.
It's like, who can pay the money?
Right.
You're elite.
That's probably a $100 charge for the word luxury, I'm sure.
It's a checkbook, elite. That's that kind of thing.
Well, see, I'm in between two things right now because I'm pursuing apartment at the luxury, which is a nice one bedroom.
Okay.
And I've been given pictures. Now, the problem is it's not available for a week yet. So they gave the showroom model pictures.
Uh-huh.
So now you're like, okay, I'm trusting this is what the actual one's going to look like. But you can't do any tours or getting pictures until the place is available because people are still living there, right?
Mm-hmm.
What's tough in the renter's market nowadays is it's not like before where you had a couple weeks to go look at it and check in. These things are going within 48 hours of when they're coming
out.
They go
so fast. It's crazy.
And in Arizona, it's different because everybody's leaving California and the West Coast and they're moving inland.
Next week?
Yeah, literally. Literally.
Seems like it.
I'm like, what is going on, people? I thought you liked the ocean.
But I found you a trailer.
Oh, gosh. Ellie, your mom needs to be stopped.
She's special sometimes. She's out of projects now. In danger.
It was a project trailer. That's exactly the problem. By the way, it was a project trailer from the movie Tremors, if you've ever seen that, about giant worms in the desert. It was in the middle of nowhere. There was one bush that was dead, and there were no neighbors to be found for acres.
I thought you would like that.
I would die.
For a little bonfire with friends.
A little bonfire.
I mean, very millennial core.
It would be an
so
SOS
I
bonfire.
I do see the thought.
It's millennial core. Listen, I know it was not livable in its current state, but it had a falling down garage. Here was my idea. My idea is that you would move into the falling down garage while you renovated, and I helped you from afar. I hired subcontractors. I've picked out wallpaper. I got you. I got you.
I would trust that you do a really wonderful job with it. My concern is tetanus, mold poisoning, and getting jabbed
murdered
by a javelina, which is a warthog-like pig that Arizona has, apparently.
Oh,
so
I'm sure they're already living in the... Okay, so that one's... That's option 3.
Yeah, that's option 3. Really, option 2 and 1 is what we have to work with. So I'm going with option 2. Here's the tough thing, Ellie. You made up a good point. When you're moving to a new place, let's say a destination place, mm-hmm. and people want to come visit, I'm at the point where I'm going for the place that's a one bedroom, but it's cheaper, still nice. I was originally looking at a one bedroom with a den for people to come visit.
Okay.
So now I'm like, ah, oh, do you do for other mm-hmm. people? Do you do what's best for yourself? So I'm doing what's best for myself.
What about purchasing a pull-out sofa?
Bingo. That's what I was okay. thinking. And we're not talking like a futon. I would go full on nice couch.
But then would you and your guests be sleeping in the same space then? Because is it a studio apartment is there a full bedroom on with a door? Then just do a sleeper sofa.
In unit laundry, which is wonderful. I've never had that. You'd have a little patio.
How do you ensure that you get ahead of the line? Because this is what I'm thinking.
So I've applied right away already. Okay. They've already been in contact with me.
Okay.
I already got the cost sheet of what everything would be. Okay. So I've already signed that. And they were great. They were wonderful. They gave me pictures of the inside showroom model they have. They also, when I requested pictures of what it would look like looking out from the apartment and the angles, I went full on
Don't
Karen.
Don't be a diva. If you need an apartment, just get the apartment.
Kind of was a little bit. Okay. But it was great. Everything I asked for, they were super kind. They're right on it. So that's a big thing. If your staff is on it and they're kind and they have done whatever you need within 24 hours, I feel good about that.
That sketches me out. I'm very concerned about this luxury. If apartments are going so fast because everybody is moving from California to Tucson next week, then why are they being so accommodating to some rando from out of town?
Well, his name's also Chuck from Texas. That's kind of weird. You can go back to previous episodes for that joke. But anyways, there is always a little risk involved, right? Especially when you're moving from out of state. So we'll see. But I like the pictures. I did all the research of the area, and you'll be happy to know that I actually went down that street when I was in Tucson a few weeks ago. It's actually a really nice, if you look up the Catalina foothills, nice area of Tucson, lowest crime. It's a really top 10 places to be in the Tucson area. So it all checks out. Oh. The place is nice. It's by a gelato shop. What do you need? What more do you need? You know what I mean?
Zero.
Right next to a golf course.
Yeah, just get a pull-out sofa.
Yeah,
sounds great. Has someone from the station checked it out on your behalf?
I texted and waiting back yet.
Okay.
But we actually, again, drove right literally past it. We just didn't go into the complex, not even knowing I'd be looking at that one.
Okay.
So the area checks out. It would be great if I could get the outdoor tour from the person from the radio station, which would be wonderful.
Okay.
Just to get it checked
when
out.
When do you find out?
Well, it should be the next couple of days because we've already done, and I gave proof of insurance and all the things you got to do with the apartment renting.
Insurance.
And cost, or not the cost of living. I know that one really well. sent the proof of salary.
Okay.
What you'll be making. Okay. So basically, it's just a matter of them checking my credit.
Okay.
And then going
you
from
there. You
probably
have good credit.
I think so.
I think so.
Do y'all have a tent I can borrow? Because I might need. No, here's why I say that.
I think so.
Yeah, I'd give myself an apartment.
I'm a nice guy.
I'm not like a murderer. So give me the keys. I got a credit card for the first time last summer. So actually, I didn't have credit until a year ago. It's fine. It's fine.
It's not fine.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be just fine.
Okay.
Your age of credit is like zero.
My heart's palpitating.
No, don't palpitate.
I'm palpitating.
No.
You just got a credit card last summer.
Yeah. Woo. Yeah. And we have swiped.
Did you follow the Dave Ramsey thing? Is that what it is?
I don't even own an envelope. I don't even own any envelope.
I'm trying to buy the apartment on cash and kindness.
I've got $20 and a smile. What would that get me?
And I love gelato.
I also love foothills and golf.
No
so
wonder you didn't look at the trailer I set you on 3 acres.
The real estate agent would have been like, you can't even afford a collapsing roof, my friend. See you in 4 years. So who knows?
Okay.
So I don't know my credit score.
Oh, dear.
But I'll look it up. It's fine. Here's the thing.
At least had a credit card since she was what?
A baby, probably.
Well, honestly, I have had a debit card since I was like 16, 17. I might have not even gotten a debit card until I was 17. But I did get a credit card when I was like 18, and I paid off my student loans my first semester of college. So guess who has a great credit score?
That's amazing, actually.
What's your score?
Oh yeah, can you share?
760.
Dang, that's
a good one.
That's A plus.
You got it. Can you look it up right now? I'm real curious about what a credit score looks like with a 30-year-old to open up a first credit card last summer.
I'm debt-free my whole life. I've been living the cash train. That's amazing. It's been awesome.
No, I'm not. Oh, I know. I'm making fun of you.
What's the worst that could happen? This world doesn't care about credit anyways, right?
Right.
It's not like it's the foundation of the American economy, but that's fine.
That's going to be changing anyways, I'm sure. I'll keep you posted. Maybe next week I'll have the credit score and we'll see what happens. So
you
it's fine.
You literally don't know what it is?
No.
Okay.
Not even close.
And you're just kind of crossing your fingers and hoping?
Yeah. I'm like, they'll figure it out. I'm kidding. I would really.
Could you? Can you? Okay. I'm momming you.
You're right. Yeah. You're so nervous right now. You're so nervous. I can feel it. You're so nervous.
Can you write them a letter? Can you get the radio station to write a letter on your behalf?
In all sincerity, I got to call my credit union and they'll boop a doop. There you go.
Okay. We're doing the boop a doop method.
So far, so good. Am I right?
Gen X, too, though. She sees a potential issue, a potential problem, and her brain immediately goes, how can you get over, under, around, and through before the problem's even there?
Yeah. We'll just cross that bridge.
Can
when we
I
get
call
to
them? Can you give them my number?
Look, here's the thing. I've lived through 3 wars. I've lived through COVID, 9/11, all the millennial things we've gone through. Recession.
What wars have you lived through?
Persian Gulf.
How old were you?
I was like 9 months, but
that's not living through a war.
It could have affected my quality of life as a baby.
It's not living through a war.
We did though. No, I'm just having fun with this.
I'm so stressed.
It's gonna be just fine. It's gonna be great.
I'm gonna
secondhand stress now.
You're gonna literally, you're gonna show up in Tucson the first week I'm there and be like, I just want to make sure everything worked out.
I'm gonna put on a business suit. And I am going to meet with the people that are being so nice to you from the apartment complex.
That are luxury.
And I'm going to have to co-sign on your loan. That's what's going to happen. I'm going to have to co-sign.
Hey, then you guys can visit whenever you want. You'll have to own it.
On the pull-out couch. Yeah, Sorry, this is awkward. I'm here.
But I own half this couch, so I'm going to sleep here.
Oh, my word. Okay. Well, later you're going to get a link to several couches I've chosen on your behalf. And some advice about building a credit score. Yes, Ellie.
Yeah.
Oh, see, Adam, I do have one question about your apartment. Does it come with a washer and dryer already, or do you just have hookups?
It comes with a washer and dryer already, which is super nice. Super nice. All because the appliances are there.
Someone in Joplin, Missouri messed up all of the rental washer and dryers. So now they don't even give you one. They just give you hookups for them.
You have to buy your own?
Yeah.
That's expensive.
You can get one in the finish that you prefer.
Yeah, there you go.
Would it help if you borrowed
Facebook Marketplace.
Oh, yeah.
Would you want to borrow my credit card?
I think you should. What I think
so
you should
I could
do,
get more credit?
I think you can buy her washer and dryer on credit and then pay it off.
Buy whatever you want. Rack and stack it, baby, because I'm taking all the points and all that good stuff. It's very interesting, Midwest compared to Out West, because Out West, there's not really any garage options. It's all covered parking just to protect your car from the sun, and that's all you need. But everything is a storage area in the building off your patio, and that's where the water heater is. Oh. So that's all the apartment complexes I've looked at in Arizona. Okay. Tucson area the past few weeks. So it's very interesting where you guys have a garage option. You have a tornado shelter option. We don't have a tornado shelter option. That's kind of...
Yeah, because the weather out there is nice.
It's perfect. There might be like an occasional dust devil or whatever.
Dust devil.
Or dirt devil, whatever it's called.
We should throw you a shower.
An apartment shower?
Yes.
Aw, that'd be fun.
Everything is bought on your credit card and then they pay it.
You do a registry, okay, of what you want.
I love this already.
And then you buy it all on your credit card.
Yes.
And then people chip in to pay off the bill.
Love this. Uh-huh. Love this. Uh-huh. I got to write this down.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
Take a mental note.
Let's do it. We'll take a mental note, which is about as good as my
credit. So are you going to stay in one of those long-term hotels if you don't get this apartment? Like, this is your last-ditch opportunity.
Well, the first place I was looking at just also emailed me within the past, like, 24 hours saying, oh, there's actually another unit available. Here's the big kicker for me, because this is a make it or break it for a rental. The luxury apartment I'm looking at, it's a smoke-free complex.
Okay.
Love that. Yes. So you won't have any cigarette smoke. You won't have any other kind of smoke. Mm-hmm. Where the other one, and this is what's very different with Arizona compared to Midwest, a lot of Arizona apartment complexes are still allowing smoking in units. So they clean them,
Who even smokes anymore?
Right?
I thought people vape.
My neighbors.
Oh, no. Are you next to a smoker?
Yeah. Not on both sides.
Oh.
Like old school cigarettes?
Old no, school. It smells like weed all the time.
Oh, oh, new see, school.
I'm so old.
New school. Old school cigarettes. You're talking like Marlboro over there. Yeah, like, you're like, the ones John Wayne used to smoke?
I'm so old.
Yeah, it's... There's the real generation gap. What
okay, so you're
smell?
Looking for a smoke-free
yes.
complex.
And what's tough is with the old complexes, they're going so quickly, you barely have a little window to get a tour. And since I'm 1,850 miles away, it's kind of a gamble.
All right, here's the thing. We're ditching the tour, okay? we're ditching the myriad of questions that you're emailing these people.
Oh, but you have to.
We are going to write a letter of intent, explain the very low credit score that you're going to find out you have.
Oh, boy.
Because I don't think you know how credit works.
Well, it takes a while. I know that. A really years. Long while.
Yes. The world out there, Adam, does not value your high level of morality in paying for things in cash
lame.
And not going into debt.
So lame.
They don't. They value.
The Midwest might. The West does not care.
No.
Yeah, the West
they want
different.
You hitting that credit card ASAP, but then you got to pay it off.
Well, correct. Yes.
And then don't close down any credit cards. That's you think, oh, this is good. I'm like being a great citizen. No. You keep that line of credit open your whole life.
Because that's the
you
lifeblood
understand?
Of credit, right? It keeps
yes.
it alive.
So okay. you have to show that you have the ability to have a high expense, but then pay it off. It's oh. it's not right.
No.
It just is what it is.
Not a fan of credit. Apparently. I don't know if that shows.
And your apartment complex isn't going to be a fan of
low credit too.
Low credit.
So yeah.
It's okay.
It's fine. It'll okay. be it'll be great.
Please text me when all this shit works.
I will do.
Not sleeping well.
You're going to be that'll make two of us at the end of the day there. So it's great. So
okay. Well, good luck to both of you.
Yeah, thank you.
Let me know how everything is panning out.
It's great.
House Hunters Gen Z and Millennial Edition.
Yes, it's quite the time to be alive. So I'll be making a lot of the weird dessert I heard about lately if I have to go to that to eat.
What
if I
weird
can't
dessert
apartment.
Did you hear?
All right, I know we got to wrap up shortly, but have you guys ever heard, I don't know if this is a generational thing or like a Midwest, West, East Coast thing, have you guys heard of Jell-O, of course, but with pretzel pieces in it?
I've seen this going around on TikTok, yeah.
Yeah, what?
This is an old school dessert.
What? Is it really?
Pretzels and sour cream.
Oh, no.
Really? Yeah, and then yeah, that's what I've seen going around.
Yeah, it's like what
I've
your
never
grandma,
had it.
It's like what your grandma used to bring to literally every Easter in a mold.
It's like those grapes with that white like frosting over it or whatever.
Okay,
kind of
so it's pretzels and Jell-O.
Pretzels and Jell-O. I think it's specifically the lime Jell-O. And then it's the yeah, I know, right?
Yeah, it's ooh. Green.
Yes, yes. Okay. And then you put
maybe
the,
this is a different kind of dessert.
What I was told about this, I just learned about this the past couple of weeks, is that apparently it's the perfect ratio of salty and sweet. But for a texture person, that's got to be a nightmare. It's
just
chunky,
pretzels?
Just pretzel bits.
In lime Jell-O.
You got it.
In pineapple juice.
Oh, no. I mean, I feel like separate those things would be fine, but not together.
You should ask for a Jell-O mold at your apartment shower.
You so guys, this is disgusting.
Oh, so, did you find it? Okay.
I just looked up a recipe for it, and it's 1 cup of crushed pineapple, 1 cup of water, 2 packages of lime Jell-O. Here's where it gets disgusting.
Oh,
a cup of mayonnaise.
No.
1 cup of evaporated milk. 1 cup of small curd cottage cheese.
No.
And then
no,
this one has
no.
1/2 cup of walnuts. So I'm assuming you subbed that out for pretzels.
You would never be invited back to anything ever again if you brought that.
You guys, I don't think this is the dessert you want to make friends in your new apartment complex. Just a thought.
You don't want me to make that bring to the first radio station potluck
it's
and
jiggling.
Be like, I made some Midwest casserole. Here you are.
Here's me representing the millennials. This dessert.
That's disgusting.
Sick.
No,
I know.
I'm not doing it.
That's like,
no for me.
Mom, it's like when your family, this was actually really good though. You guys would make that like Snickers salad when you were fasting
ooh.
And you would just call it salad.
My sister Mr. Carey did that. I never cheated with a Snickers salad. Apples, cut up Snickers.
Oh, yeah. That's
caramel drizzle.
Oh, my word.
Ooh, thing. Now I got to go make that this weekend.
That's worse for you than a regular Snickers.
It's worse. It's got fruit.
Thus, it's a salad.
That's why my sister was like, in our thing, we can have salad.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away. So there you have it. Wow. Well, okay. Well, I'll keep you posted on all the credit things.
Okay. Meanwhile, I'm going to be house hunting.
Should I be worried?
Yes.
If you want more of the Momillennial podcast, well, then subscribe. That way you'll get new episodes without having to do the work, and that's totally our jam.